Already, so far, so good. Big day already. We start hour number two with a Zoom conversation. He is a running back for the Indianapolis Colts. He was selected 41st overall in the 2020 draft out of Wisconsin. Led the NFL in rushing and rushing TDs in 2021, a Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro that season. He led the Colts in rushing this past year with over 860 yards. He had four TDs. He appears courtesy of Ascent Protein. Jonathan Taylor joins me. Jonathan, good to have you back. How are you?
How you doing, Jim? Pleasure again.
Great to have you, man. Great to have you. Let me remind you, and you know I'm starting here, we have our son graduating from the University of Wisconsin this year, Jonathan. We have our home in the North Woods of Wisconsin. First things first, my guy, on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, yo.
Yes, sir. On Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know you got a lot on your plate. Let me ask you really quickly. What was your reaction to the hiring of Luke Fickell, and what do you make of what you've seen and heard from him since he got there?
Oh, I mean, the first initial hiring of Luke Fickell, it was, man, that's awesome. Like, if there's a guy to come in to the University of Wisconsin and make things happen, it's Luke Fickell. So I was super excited. I've heard nothing but great things about him. I can't wait to go back to Madison, get to shake his hand, meet him face to face. But the things he's been doing with the program has already, you know, drawn a lot of eyes. I mean, if you've just seen just the facts from, I've even seen there was a billboard up of recruits in New York City. I mean, it's insane. The type of things that he's doing is insane. I've seen things in the weight room. Those guys are competing every single day. And you add that on top of the hard-nosed, hard-working guys that Wisconsin recruits, I mean, that's going to be a really, really hard team to face.
Did I absolutely love that that was your reaction and that you just said, I can't wait to go back to Wisconsin. I can't wait to get back to Madison. Like, when we first went there, Jonathan, and my son got in, I went to the first game after my son got into the school, our son, Ron Dane, was one of the first guys I ran into. I love that you want to go back. How important is it for you to stay connected to that school and to go back and give back and lend your support?
Oh, it's huge to me because Madison is like a second home to me. So to be able to go back, and when you get back in Madison and you just look at all of the sights, all the memories and the feelings and emotions start coming back throughout my time there. And it's a very special place to me. And you mentioned guys like Ron Dane, just being there and having guys like that, Melvin Gordon, James White, being there and having a blueprint set like that for myself. I mean, it was amazing.
And they would say the same thing about you. Jonathan Taylor is joining us. So, Jonathan, last year was challenging in the sense that you were limited to 11 games. You dealt with some ankle issues. Ultimately, it resulted in surgery. Bring me up to date. You look great. You sound great. But how are you feeling and how's the rehab process been going?
I'm feeling really great right now. One thing I can say is that making sure I have the right team in place throughout the offseason is something that's always imperative for myself. But this season in particular, you know, just making sure that I come back stronger and better than ever, which is why I'm so grateful that I have Ascent Protein in my corner. I've been with them for 3 years since I've been drafted. So being able to add that element with this new element that I have on getting healthy, it's something that I think is going to take me to that next level and help me get back on the field that much faster.
Hey, listen, I think that's so important. I think that a lot of guys, when they get hurt, it's kind of taboo. Like, they don't want to talk about it. But I want to talk about it for 1 second because I think fans get pretty desensitized to guys getting hurt. They have no idea what goes into putting yourself back together, both physically and mentally and emotionally. Even as a star player, you have the best medical staff at your disposal. But how lonely is rehab? And, man, how dark can it get? Like, the battles you have between the ears, what's that like?
Rehab can definitely be tough, and especially hearing it from other guys, veterans, guys who've gone through this process, and being able to understand, one thing that they told me was lean on the people that you're close to. Those are going to be the people that help get you through those tough days when you're not seeing the progress that you would like to see or you hope to be at a certain point. But they'll also be there to celebrate your highs where you're ahead of schedule and you're like, man, I'm crushing it right now. So being able to have this team around me has been something that I feel as though it has been imperative and will be imperative going forward.
Jonathan Taylor joining us. One more thought about the ankle, because obviously Patrick Mahomes is dealing with that high ankle sprain. This is kind of interesting. I want your thoughts on this. I talked to Super Bowl hero David Tyree, the former Giant, yesterday, Jonathan, on the program, And he said to me, man, I don't know. Like, I know Patrick has got an ankle issue. He said straight up, I'm not sure it's a high ankle sprain because those things take time. And Patrick was back within the same week. So he literally said, I'm skeptical that it's a high ankle sprain. What do you think? I mean, do you think that he could go out there and do what he did in the AFC Championship game on a high ankle sprain?
Well, you got to take into a lot of factors. There's definitely different degrees to a high ankle. But at the same time, I mean, if you're playing in an AFC Championship game, there's no telling where your mind will take you. And I know Patrick Mahomes has a strong mind. So, I mean, there's no telling what place his mind was in. I mean, his mind is only thinking about winning that game. You got adrenaline coming over you. But at the end of the day, a high ankle is tough. It's a high ankle. But the fact that he was still out there playing on it, I mean, that just tells you how tough he is, his competitiveness. And I'm just hoping he does well in this game upcoming because everyone wants to put their best foot forward if they're playing in a Super Bowl.
Dude, I love what you just said. Like, we always talk about adrenaline. Adrenaline can cover up a lot of things, but rare is the guy that says it depends on where the mind can take you. How do you use your mind to take you places that maybe you've never been? Can you direct your mind to do that? How does that work?
Number one, I think you start doing that in the offseason. You start training your mind in the offseason to make sure when the going gets tough during the season, you're able to take your mind back to those dark days when you're training, back to when you think you couldn't do another rep and you were able to pull out two more reps. So that's when you go back and you pull out from those daily deposits, just like Mahomes did. AFC Championship game, banged up ankle. You know, what am I going to let stop me? Am I going to let something physical stop me, or am I just going to let my mind stop me? And I mean, I know Patrick trained hard, so I know he went back to those daily deposits and took his mind to a place where he was able to overcome.
Dude, preach. I love that. You can put in the daily deposits, and then when you need them, you can withdraw them as long as you've put in the daily deposits and the work. I love that. Jonathan Taylor is my guest. You know, you can speak to this game as well as anybody because the Colts played both the Chiefs and the Eagles this season. You beat KC in week three with an impressive comeback. What was your biggest takeaway from facing that Kansas City defense? What do they do best on that side of the ball?
Number one, they got stars all over the field on that defense, but they're very, very well coached. So when you have a team like that, one, you need to make sure on the offensive side of the ball, you guys are not making mistakes. Then number two, you need to make sure that if that defense makes a mistake, you need to capitalize. That's imperative because if you get a well-coached team with stars, it's going to be really hard to maneuver through that defense. So I really think Philadelphia is going to have to, one, make sure that they don't have mistakes, and two, they got to capitalize on any mistakes that Kansas City may make.
All right, so you played Philadelphia tough in week 11. It was a 17-16 loss. If there's any rap at all against Philly, it's their run defense, if in fact it's a wrap. You yourself had 84 yards rushing that day. You had a TD. Do you think they're vulnerable against the run? Can you see Kansas City taking advantage of their run defense?
They'll definitely, if they have the man for the job, Andy Reid, I mean, he does a great job of help scheme things. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Philadelphia is another team that has guys all over the field. But I think it's going to be a battle who makes the least amount of mistakes. These are two star-studded teams that are very well coached. So it's going to be who makes the least amount of mistakes. I think that's what it's going to come down to on Sunday.
Hey, Jonathan, really quickly, you mentioned they've got a guy. They've got a great coach. We're still watching the Colts situation. I got to be straight with you. Like, Jim Irsay, I'm fascinated by this dude. Like, I don't know another guy in his position who sounds like him, who says what he says. I'm in the business of content, my man. So I love Jim Irsay. He brings in Jeff Saturday. I'm kind of curious. Like, easy for us on the outside to say what we think, but you were on the inside. What was it like to work with him? Because he's a coach with no experience. And then what do you make of his football acumen? And did he command the respect of the guys in the room, Jeff Saturday?
I definitely think he earned the respect of the guys in the room. I mean, you think about if you heard him speak in the locker room, in practices, in meetings, you can hear the passion in his voice. And all he wants is for the Colts organization to be great once again. It's not about me stepping in. I'm going to help this team win a bunch of games, turn this thing around. It was, hey, I'm going to use my great coaching staff I have, these great players that we have, and I'm going to take my own experiences and knowledge and do my best to help put this organization in a position to be successful. That's all Coach Jeff Saturday wanted. And when you have a guy like that, it's easy to play for him because it's not about him. It's not about anyone else. It's about the entire organization as a whole.
You know, it sounds good, and I absolutely believe you. You know, if you say it, I believe you. Why then do you think that the results didn't translate on the field? Why did things not go better once he got in with that message?
Yeah, because number one, at the end of the day, this game comes down to one-on-one matchup. And as players, we take full responsibility. You definitely have to win your fair share of one-on-one matchup. And, of course, we lost more than we won. So that's something that going into next season, what can you do in your offseason program in order to put you over the edge to win more of those one-on-one matchups than lose? Because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But those great teams, they win their fair share of them.
Jonathan Taylor, my guest. Go back to Ascent Protein really quickly. I'm always looking for ways to increase my protein intake. Tell me more about the product and the work you're doing with them.
Ascent Protein is a great way for you to improve your protein intake. Something I've been using for 3 years since I entered the league. Like I mentioned, that there's a lot of things that get pushed in your face as an athlete, whether it be product-wise or whether it be investment-wise. But this was one thing that I took and ran with it. Just knowing that no matter what may come up, no matter where I'm at, I know what I'm putting in my body. And I, a lot of guys get in trouble for not knowing what they put in their body, whether on purpose or by mistake. But I know there's no mistakes with Ascent Protein. There's no additional additives, no artificial flavor. So if you want something that's very clean, something that you know is proven, something that can work, Ascent Protein has been fueling me and helping me recover for the past 3 years, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I think what you just said is key. Like when guys sometimes say, Jonathan, like, I have never knowingly taken this. I mean, maybe that's true. I'm kind of skeptical. But damn, you're a professional athlete, right? Body is temple. That's your moneymaker. Like, you better make damn sure you know exactly what you're putting in your body at all times, right?
100%. Like you said, your body is your temple. And whether you knowingly took something that you weren't supposed to or not, that's up to you. It's up to you to decide what you're putting in your body and make those decisions.
Very clearly, you learned the concept of accountability and extreme ownership at an early age. Before you go, so you play both teams, what's it going to come down to? Who do you like this weekend?
Just the way that Philadelphia has been playing together, offense, defense, and special teams. When you have a team that's playing well like that together, where it looks like everything they're doing is easy, regardless if it may be or not, I think they have a great chance of winning this game on Sunday.
So running back for the Indianapolis Colts, he appears courtesy of Ascent Protein. He is Jonathan Taylor, JT. My man, I appreciate you, and on Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, Jim. On Wisconsin.
Be good. Love it. Jonathan Taylor, it is pretty apparent why the Badger Nation loves Jonathan Taylor.